As communities in Pennsylvania continue to look for ways to address opioid addiction, one option is a drug court. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, when Center County was starting its new program, it looked to Lycoming County, whose program is more than 20 years old. This story is part of the Battling Opioids Project.
Runners and walkers are cheered across the finish line at a recent charity run in South Williamsport. The goal is not only to win a half marathon or 10K, but to raise money and awareness to counter addiction. Among those cheering at the finish line is Dylan. He'll have been sober for 2 years in November.
Drug court changed my life. It saved my life.
Dylan, who's in his mid-20s, asked that we only use his first name. He broke his neck when he was 13 and was sent home with prescription painkillers. He says that's where his addiction started. It wasn't until he was 20 that he was introduced to heroin.
And then one day, someone was like, hey, we'll give you a bag of dope to drive us to Williamsport. I didn't even know what it was, you know? I was like, okay, the rest is history, you know?
He started snorting heroin, then ended up shooting it. After going in and out of jail, he went to rehab, but 9 months later relapsed, taking acid. He was in drug court and turned himself in. He told them to send him to prison, but they didn't.
They saw something in me that I didn't see in myself.
Shay Madden is executive director of West Branch Drug and Alcohol Abuse Commission. The commission handles case management for Lycoming and Clinton County's drug courts, working with people like Dylan.
These are high-risk, high-need individuals that need this kind of structure.
A participant could be someone who is on probation but tests positive for drug use or has new charges brought against them. If they do go into the drug court program, that means working with Madden's office, meeting with the judge every other week, getting treatment, seeing their probation officer, going to self-help meetings, and getting frequent drug or alcohol tests. Participants are in the program for an average of 18 months. The program is especially intense in the beginning. In exchange, the participant could get a reduced sentence.
I think most folks would tell you, like, that program is much harder than sitting in jail and not having the responsibilities and the pressure to do what they need to do in the program.
Madden has been with the drug court since its start. She says she has seen people transformed.
Gives me hope for everybody, not just people suffering from substance use disorders, but everybody. You can change. Like, if there's something about you you want to change, you can do it.
Many Pennsylvania counties have drug courts, and according to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, they save money, from $4,000 to $12,000 a person. Kathy Arbogast, program administrator for Center County Drug and Alcohol, helped start the county drug court in January. The goal, she says, is to serve those who are most likely to reoffend. That includes offering structure, resources, and guidance to build skills to help them in the long run.
The behaviors that we're seeing, the charges that we're seeing, really stem from an underlying addiction and coming up with whatever solutions they need to survive and manage the demands of that chronic disease.
Arbogast says there will always be people who think the approach is too soft, but
what we are seeing and what the research has shown is that the success rates for those that come through treatment court programs is much higher than it is for folks on standard supervision.
Arbogast says they look to celebrate all levels of success.
We just recognized someone who had clean urine screens for 30 days. She cannot remember the last time she had 30 days clean.
The county has 9 participants now, and the program is designed to work with as many as 25. President Judge Pamela Ruest is the judge for the drug court. Center County has had a DUI court for several years. She said they decided to have a drug court because of the seriousness of the opioid epidemic. She went to the DUI court program, and the participants gave her advice.
So some of the advice that I've received is that I should be open, honest, and willing to work with the people involved, that I should have patience, not one of my virtues, but I'm working on that. Recognize that they're all individuals, even though they're all addicts, so they all are going to respond to treatment and the program in different ways. It was wonderful. I got wonderful advice.
Ruest says her father was an alcoholic who got treatment, and that helps her cut through some of the stories.
I've heard them. I've grown up with them. I've heard the excuses. I've heard the stories. And I think that helps me to understand. And I've seen the struggles. I've seen how you can go a month without drinking and then relapse, or even longer. It's a difficult process, but I've also seen that it can be done.
The program has its skeptics. Rebecca Tiger, Associate Professor of Sociology at Middlebury College in New York, has studied and written about criminal justice systems and drug policy. She says historically drug problems tend to be made worse by criminal justice responses. She points to approaches other countries are taking, such as decriminalizing drugs or having safe injection centers.
All those responses doesn't demand that someone be abstinent. And it's at that moment that you demand someone be abstinent, and you have the force of the criminal justice system against them if they don't succeed, you've given over to criminalization, and you're not helping anyone when you do that.
Tiger says now is a good moment to think about what could work.
The crisis around opiates, I think, is a really great chance to say what we've done in the past hasn't worked. What could we do differently?
Matthew Welkovich was one of the runners in the 5K.
This is a public health emergency.
Welkovich is also an assistant public defender in Lycoming County. He's seen both sides of a treatment court. Welkovich applied to the Lycoming County Treatment Court after getting his third DUI in 10 years and facing a one-year prison sentence. He got kicked out of law school, but was able to go back and finish his degree at Penn State Law. He now works with people, including those who have used drugs or abused alcohol, and are in a situation similar to what he went through.
Getting them involved is something that, I mean, it gives me a passion for my job, for what I do.
He says turning to harsher incarceration doesn't work.
Every study that we look at screams that we need a different approach. Treatment courts are a beginning for that, but there's still a lot of work to do in our criminal justice system.
Welkovich and others say focusing on treatment and getting rid of the stigma are important steps. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.